Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III from LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast in the Discipleship 101 series entitled Repentance is Loving the Truth. In his letter to the Romans, the Apostle Paul teaches us that societies degenerate when they deliberately suppress the truth about God. Let me read from Romans 1:18 through 22, which has special significance for us in the United States today. But God shows his anger from heaven against all sinful, wicked people who suppress the truth by their wickedness. They know the truth about God because he has made it obvious to them. For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and sky. Through everything God made, they can clearly see his invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature. So they have no excuse for not knowing God. Yes, they knew God, but they wouldn't worship him as God or even give him thanks. And they began to think up foolish ideas of what God was like. And as a result, their minds became dark and confused. Claiming to be wise, they instead became utter fools. What we believe about God affects everything. Since we were designed by God to live in a vital, life-giving dependence upon his Spirit, when we deny this relationship, everything breaks down, even our ability to think. Today, we see this all around us. Those of us who accept the Bible's testimonies look at some of our government leaders, media figures, and even our neighbors and scratch our heads, wondering how they could be so blind and foolish. The answer is simple. They suppress the truth about God and have become utter fools. When Jesus walked the earth, the Bible says that the Word became human, John 1:14, the New Living Translation. In other words, he was God's truth in human form. Jesus confirmed this in John 14:6. Jesus told them, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me." Satan stands in complete opposition to the truth. He brought down all of humanity and the creation by enticing us to believe a lie about God. Jesus called the devil the father of lies, John 8:44, who came to kill, steal, and destroy, John 10:10. Lies have been the basis of Satan's attack upon the human race since the Garden of Eden. Believing lies, therefore, is a sinful rejection of God. Rejecting truth is a form of idolatry that permeates humanity. It is only as we come back into the orbit of God's truth that we can be saved. Repentance is the process through which God helps us to do this. Those who humbly embrace the Bible's true testimony about Jesus will be saved. Those who refuse pave their own road to hell. The Apostle Paul wrote about this with a specific reference to the end times. I read from 2 Thessalonians 2:9 through 12. This man, the Antichrist, will come to do the work of Satan with counterfeit power and signs and miracles. He will use every kind of evil deception to fool those on their way to destruction because they refuse to love and accept the truth that would save them. So God will cause them to be greatly deceived, and they will believe these lies. Then they will be condemned for enjoying evil rather than believing the truth. None of us knows precisely where we are in the end times, but we do know that each day brings us closer to Christ's second coming. We also plainly see that deception is increasing all around us. The mainstream media has been engaged in mass deception and propaganda for years. Our schools teach little children that humans evolved, thus suppressing the truth about God, the Creator. Our government in Hollywood seeks to normalize homosexuality. The assault on truth is so pervasive that it is hard to know what to believe anymore unless we have the Bible as our anchor. Truth suppression is the devil's strategy to take as many people with him into the lake of fire as possible. Repentance and embracing the truth is our only hope. Perhaps you have never surrendered to Jesus, the truth, or accepted God's revealed truth in the Bible, but now you want to do that. Here is a simple prayer you might use to take care of business with God right now. Jesus, I am worn out by trying to live apart from you. I admit that I need you. Today I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I acknowledge and receive you as the truth, the Lord, and my Savior. I give you my life, my all. Please forgive my many sins. Spirit of God, help me to embrace your truth found in the Bible and help me to yield to your leading in my life from this time forward. Amen.